Christians are being asked to remember the persecuted this holiday. Those in prison face loneliness without family at Christmas. And a Bible translation leader is asking people to pray for peace. These stories and more coming up on the Christmas Day edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Christmas comes joy, but there are still issues to be praying about. Diane Romaine from Vision Beyond Borders explains.
We're just asking people to truly pray for the persecuted church, to reach out to them, to give for Bibles and supplies that they need, and then also to be able to go and actually deliver those supplies. We need people to carry the Bibles across closed borders. For us as Americans, there's very little risk involved. For them, if they were caught with the Bibles, they could go to prison or actually even be killed. So it's our responsibility as Americans, where we have little risk involved, to be able to go and get those to them.
Christians are persecuted on a daily basis. Pray this Christmas Day, their actions will show those who don't know Christ His love.
Most of the Christians over there, they don't ask for their persecution to be decreased or released. They ask for stronger backs to endure. And so pray that they would stand strong amidst the persecution, that it would be used to glorify God, to make His name known among the nations.
Next, there are a lot of people who are imprisoned during the Christmas season. Well, hope can be given to them, along with the opportunity to share the gospel. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute.
And that's why at Crossroad Bible Institute, we have a Send a Card program. Write up a personalized Christmas card, send that to us, and we include that with the lessons to the people in prison. I can't tell you how many of our students will say, "This is the only Christmas card I have received, the only one." And they save them. They put them on the walls of their prison cells. And it is such a concrete way to remember people in prison.
Sending just a simple Christmas card to somebody in prison can make the deepest of impacts. This is Mission Network News. You can also make an impact around the world. Sending resources can help take care of the simplicity of physical needs. Jerry Haig of Orphan's Heart is praying.
I ask and pray God to send people, to send funds, to send resources, to be able to meet the physical needs of the people. Let's not be guilty of the way it talks in the Bible about the Good Samaritan, to be able to say, you know, go and be blessed. We need to be the ones to reach out to meet those needs. We've been given that mandate by Jesus Christ, by God our Father. And so pray that Jesus will be real and evident to the people there through resources that people are able to send to meet physical needs. And when those physical needs are met, man, the love of Christ is spread in a fantastic way.
Also on this Christmas Day, keep in mind the importance of the church. Christ loves the church just as He loves everyone. As hardships come, remember the strength of standing together as a strong body of believers. Bob Creason with Wycliffe Bible Translators reminds us,
we're in a season now, the Christmas season, where the Prince of Peace would love to reign in people's lives, also in communities. We can pray for, you know, peace in that part of the world. We can pray for the French troops that they'll be able to restore calm without a lot of additional violence. Pray that the church can be the church. Often in these situations, whether it be a natural disaster or political, sometimes it's hard to know how to pray. Certainly pray for peace and we pray for calm. But maybe we can pray that the church would know how to be the church in the midst of very difficult and challenging circumstances. How do you reach out to people that hate you? How do you minister to people that are in need?
As we enjoy Christmas Day with family and friends, remember and share the true meaning of Christmas. Pray Christ will be made known as we remember when He humbled Himself for our sake. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For more information on these and other stories, just visit our brand new website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the Mission Network News staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Katie Harth, Laurel Torero, Hannah Keyes, and Julie Oosterhaus, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.